This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Sudan on Friday became the latest Arab nation to agree to recognize Israel in a diplomatic triumph for U.S. President Donald Trump. The United Arab Emirates and Bahrain signed an accord at the White House last month to normalize relations with Israel. But Sudan carries added symbolism as an Arab nation that has been at war with Israel. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump says he thinks Iran will be part of the deal someday.
I could see Iran ultimately. It sounds, right now, it doesn't sound like something that would happen, but I see it happening. Ultimately, they'll all be one unified family. It'll be an amazing thing.
The announcement makes Sudan the fifth Arab country to forge diplomatic relations with the Jewish state. President Trump is back on the campaign trail, hoping a solid debate performance gives him momentum as he trails Joe Biden in the polls. AP Sagar Magani reports.
It was a cheery president who told reporters in the Oval Office last night went well.
Great reviews, great polls, great everything.
While he's been on the defensive over the virus pandemic, the roles are flipped today after Biden said last night he backs a transition away from oil in the U.S., a statement that could hurt him with voters in swing states like Pennsylvania and Texas, who rely on fracking in particular to make a living. The Trump camp jumped on it. Biden running mate Kamala Harris said he's talking about banning taxpayer subsidies to fossil fuel companies.
Let's be really clear about this. Joe Biden is not going to ban fracking.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces clashed in several parts of Nagorno-Karabakh on Friday as the United States stepped up diplomatic efforts to try to end the deadliest fighting in the mountain enclave in over a quarter of a century. For more news, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A French government scientific advisor says the COVID-19 virus is spreading more quickly than during its initial outbreak in the spring, in one of the starkest warnings yet about the scale of the disease's resurgence engulfing Europe. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Début septembre.
The COVID-19 virus is spreading more quickly in the second wave than during its initial outbreak in the spring. That's the warning from French government scientific advisor Arnaud Fontanet on Friday. The epidemiologist spoke on the day that France will go over the 1 million reported case threshold. The country will become the second Western European country to do that after Spain. Like many other European countries, France has ramped up restrictions to contain the disease.
That is Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. Gangs armed with knives and sticks blocked major roads in Lagos on Friday as demonstrations continue. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
Armed gangs stopped cars on a main road leading into Lagos on Friday, a day after Nigerian President Buhari called for demonstrations against police brutality to end. A highway leading to the international airport was obstructed by blockades manned by groups of young men who demanded cash from motorists. A Reuters witness said that buses whose drivers refused to pay were destroyed. To the east of the city in Lekki, armed men chased away police and several police stations were burned to the ground. Violence in Africa's biggest city has escalated since Tuesday night when a curfew was announced.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. Bruce Springsteen's new album, Letter to You, debuts today. So does a new documentary about the album. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Crowd among trees like that.
This is Springsteen and the E Street Band's first studio album since 1984's Born in the USA.
I started playing the guitar because I was looking for someone to correspond with. And after all this time, I still feel that need to talk to you.
Tom Zimney directs the documentary, but he doesn't consider himself a traditional director.
I really just observed and was a fly on the wall.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band have been together for 45 years.
Our years of playing together have created a shorthand and an efficiency in the studio comparable to that of a finely tuned racing engine.
Zimney caught a lot being a fly on the wall.
Moments of conflict, moments of pure creative energy.
Zimney describes how the band talks to each other with their eyes. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more information on the U.S. elections and the latest news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.